Yo, what's up, man? We're back. It's your boy, Young Bull Bully, Bullshit Bully with the squeaky chair. If you know, you know. What's up? How's everyone doing, man? Episode 173. Yo, calm down, chill. Calm the fuck down today. Damn, look. We gotta get that vegetable oil like Dub was saying. Shit. All right, calm down, my man. Calm down. A little loud today, man. I know the playoffs are starting. We got the Bulls hat on today. You know. This is real special to me. Got some Bulls hats back there. You know. This one actually came from Chicago. This one came from Syracuse. I think I probably got both. I think I got this one. This one came from Binghamton, the town that I'm in. Actually, Johnson City, I can say that, right? But yeah. This shit is really straight from Chicago. That's why I don't wear it a lot, because I had it for a long time. I think I got it right before the pandemic started. Yeah. Yes, Matt. Oh, so what? I don't wear a lot, though. But Chicago Bulls fan, so it doesn't fucking matter. Let's go. We're in the playoffs. We're going to get to that. Let's fucking go. We're in the play-in, I guess. We got to win to go home. We're going to get to that, though, man. How was everybody's weekend, man? Hopefully, everybody had a good weekend. It was a great weekend. Shout out to my boy, Nico. It was his birthday this past weekend. Niggas was turned up. I was working. It's all good. Niggas didn't hit me up. In time and shit, you know. But, how's everyone doing, man? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hopefully, everybody's doing good, doing well, you know. Good spirits. Starting to get nice outside. Puerto Ricans walk around with snakes on their necks. That's how you know it's getting nice out, right? Start seeing Puerto Ricans walking around with flag shorts, snakes, coronas in their hand. Summertime's here. That's how you tell the difference between summer and spring. Alright? Straight up. No, I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm being serious. How was everybody's weekend, man? We got a lot to get to. We got a few things to get to. Future dropped his album. Finally, we got some back and forth beat coming though. We got round three that just happened. Right? Round one, two, three. Yeah, that's how we're gonna say it. Round three just happened. Right? Boom, boom. We got some other shit to get to. I see a lot of people talking about this Kai Cenat shit. We're gonna get into that shit too. And like I always say, I'm glad we come here. Once a week. Yeah, I know we want to come here, boom, boom. But look, we can let shit build up. We can sit back and watch for shit happen, right? And we just observe. Marinate everything that's coming out. Absorb shit. We don't have to run to the mic and be like, oh, guess what we heard, blah. Like, but we're going to address all that stupid shit later, man. This is the bot between me and you. Episode 173. Strap in, bro. Strap in! I choked just like Twerk did. All right, man. Let's get into it, man. It's the bot between me and you, episode 173. Yes, I know I'm going to say that a lot. But I think we're done saying it now, though. You already know. Today's rap battle, we're listening to my nigga Sue Surf and Cortez. Yes, one of my favorite battles. Yes, I love it. Free my nigga Sue Surf. You know, we don't forget about you, my boy. You here, my nigga. Free you, my nigga. You here. You good. We see you in a few years, my boy. You know? Let me know if I can talk to you, speak to you, ask you a few questions, have you on a phone call. You know, I don't care, but I just want to know, like, yo, what we doing? All right, sir. Free my nigga surfing shit, but that's what we listen to today. But you already know. Let's get into it. We got different other shit to get into. Other music to really get into. My fault, sir. I didn't mean it like that. But future album drop. We still don't trust you. Nah, I'm going to be real with y'all because y'all know it's me. And plus, when I talk to y'all, it's between me and you. So, obviously, you're not going to go tell the world and be like, y'all, this dickhead, dumbass nigga just said this. So, between me and you, I'm just going to be real. I listened to the album about 3 times. That's why I'm glad we come in here. We don't come here like, if we came here twice a week, I'd just be like, I'll probably have a bad review. My take wouldn't be good. Y'all probably be like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga? Get him the fuck out of here. But We literally been marinating, sitting on this fucking album, listening, trying to talk to him, because obviously we only pod on Tuesdays. It comes out Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or Wednesdays and or Wednesdays. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Whatever. So we have 4 or 5 days, 4 days to listen, soak in, understand. Now, I just said something last podcast, which will hopefully give me the benefit of the doubt and be like, okay, he really has a real review. I just said, I don't know if it was last podcast or other podcast ago. That's why I got to start pulling up clips and shit. Yo, we got to start pulling up clips and stuff. But I just be bringing this shit up. So try to see if we can bring that clip up. So I said the only R&B people I kind of listen to is Chris Brown, Sir, Drake, and like Trey Song. I probably said that a long time ago, but I did just say like a couple episodes ago, like the only Sir and like Chris Brown was like, really, if you want to get technically to like fucking R&B niggas with their shirt out dancing to fucking girls, like they make songs just for the girls type shit. Like R&B music, like I don't, like to me, I always say R&B music, when guys are making R&B music, it's mostly for like the guy. When girls make R&B music, it's kind of for like both. Even though like, I guess all is for both, but it's like, that's what I said. Like, I'm not an R&B person, bro. I said it 100 times. So, with me getting that, all that dumb shit out the way, saying that right now. Yes, I listened to the album. Now, I'm just going to say what I first tweeted out. This shit sound like, I'm just saying what I first tweeted out. Then my opinion kind of changed and I'm like, I think I got to, after I got to Fill Away, so what, we're into like track four or five or six, and I'm just like, this kind of sounds like if Michael Jackson tried to rap. Hear me out now, Michael, I'm, okay, if Michael, I can't say that, not try to rap, but Michael Jackson tried to, if Michael Jackson, right? Never, Michael Jackson died, what, 2010, 2009. Michael Jackson died. We never heard of Michael Jackson since 2009. And then if Michael Jackson came back out and tried to put out music that relates to people today, that's what it sounded like to me. Okay, that's what I mean by like, so y'all remember, oh, this sound like Michael Jackson trying to write. It sounded like Michael Jackson trying to make music today. And I'm like, what the fuck? Boom. So before I start going looking and get everybody's opinion, let me like listen again. Well, not like that fast, but let me just, you know, let me try to, like, obviously I can see people, what people are saying about it, but it's like, let me not like intake that in. Don't let me soak that in. You know, let me see that intake. That. Then I listen again. And I'm like, all right, hold on. I know this has been a while, but don't this sound like Tory Lanez's last shit that he just put out? I forgot what it was called. Love It. I was about to say Lover and Friends. That's the fucking tour that Usher's going on. But don't that sound like the last shit that Tory Lanez put out? It got that, that 80s jingle. Yo, like we said, we're not really big music airheads over here. You know, we're like, we just know music. We know a little bit, kind of, shit like that. Leave it at that. But like I said, like, it got like that 80 pop, like, fucking, Tory Lanez's last album. I forgot, I don't know what it's called. We could pause it, look it up. All right, no, we ain't gonna do that shit. All right, fuck it. I know what I'm talking about. Sounds like how with the music that Tory Lanez be kind of making. So then the third time I'm listening, I swear to God, I'm just like, this sound like this supposed to be Tory on it. Put it this way, the songs were The Weeknd on it. Try to imagine Tory Lanez on that. Okay, that's it. So, and like the reason why my take is like so, in, like, maybe I didn't get a really chance to enjoy the album. Like I said, like I listened to it a couple times. Yeah, I did enjoy it. I did get like It did grow on me, like, it didn't grow on me, like, I think it's all right. I don't think it's good. I'm hearing people saying, like, yo, this is the R&B. Like, I don't think I never really heard, this is the most R&B shit that I listened to in Future. Unless he came out with, like, a song and it was like, oh, this is that song. Like, Wait For You with Drake. I don't know. Y'all have to tell me and I'd be like, oh, shit, that was Future and shit. Because remember, I said this a long time ago. I used to get Future and 2 Chainz mixed up. So, like, and, like, I'm not an R&B guy. Like, I'm literally not an R&B. Like, if you coming for me for R&B takes, it's not. But I did listen to this album enough to know, like, okay, once I started being like, okay, got this flow to it. Because at first, I didn't really like Tory Lanez doing that. He did it, one of his albums doing Quarantine. You know, and then he just, the last one he just released, that one was good. But it's like, I don't know. I'm not like, I guess like knowing who Future, it's like the one song, Fever, that J. Cole did. It's like knowing who I know J. Cole, but J. Cole tried to like sing on that. It's like, I liked it, but it's like, so I'm just saying, maybe my view and take is probably not good, but between me and you, I gave the album like a 7.5. I was literally just trying to listen to see, to hear the disses. That's it. Waiting to see who was on it. Weeknd was on like 7 or 5 tracks. I don't know. Sometimes I thought it was somebody else, you know, but that's neither here nor there. All right. Future album. All right. Good. Not really no disses. Just, I guess I'm not bro, this is really not that good. I'm going to say it's really not that good because what people are trying to say, like, oh my gosh, this is good. This is, no, chill. First of all, and then luckily, I was literally about to shit on it. But then I watched Joe Budden's podcast when they talked about it. Because I was literally about to say, like, yo, who engineered this fucking project? Yo, Parks, you engineered this project? Why you didn't connect it? Like, because to me, it sounds like scratchy. It sounds like shit's not put together. Obviously, they're using samples, so they can't, like, did they pay for the fucking samples? Did they, like, it doesn't sound clear to me, I guess. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound, like, smooth, you know? It doesn't sound, like, smooth. It sounds like maybe I was listening to, like, a bootleg version of it, but it sound like his mic was fucked up. All right, yeah, we're done. Fuck it. Future album. He didn't have no diss on it. Fuck it. Whatever. Future was a good album. It was all right album, you know? I guess if you was, since I, like, that's why I'm glad, like, first listen, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? And I guess there was a deluxe or some shit, like another fucking 7, 8 songs. Like, what, nigga? I learned that after I listened to the whole shit 2 times. Trust me, I don't. Unless they're niggas that I fuck with, I'm going to make, and I'm sorry to say that, but that's why we don't talk about music. That's why we dibble and dab. Between me and you, matter of fact, that's between me and you, man. Who cares? Future album was trash. Fuck it, I said it. It was all right. Not going to, no songs ain't going to chart. J. Cole, now, what I want to say is that J. Cole record, when J. Cole, did J. Cole apologize because J. Cole knew, like, oh shit, there's a record coming out, right? I got a record coming out with Future. So I always did, because I always said, I think I did say when I talked about the apology, did he apologize to Drake too? Like, even though he was saying it's a Kendrick, but was he apologizing to, like, everybody? Remember, I was like, oh, he's probably apologizing to fucking Joe Budden and shit because niggas was mad and shit. Like, is he apologizing to everybody even though he's directing it to K-Dot? Because you was on Future album, and yeah, it was all right. Not needed, maybe not, but it was like, are you trying to, because, like, say Cole ain't never say apologize, never apologize, right? You put out Might Delete Later. Oh, yeah, and this nigga Cole took off the song. We're going to get into that. God damn. We did say if you take off the... Your chair, calm down. I know. We did say if you take off that shit, there's no going back. But let's get back into it. So did Cole know that he was going to be on this album, right? So if Cole put out... Just say this. Cole puts out I'ma Delete Later album, mixtape, whatever, and doesn't make the apology, and then shows up on Future's album... What the fuck are you doing? What's going on right now? What the fuck? But then again, it would have looked like that. But then again, it would look like, oh, Cole is like. Then niggas would probably like, oh, is Cole shooting at, what you call it too? Like, is Cole just on, Cole just shooting at whoever, like Drake too on Future's probably like. But remember what I said. Yo, Cole, what you trying to do? You trying to get in front of something? You trying to jump ahead of something that might be coming out so, like, you won't look bad and stuff? Like, I see a lot of people predictions now on the fall off and stuff, but I've been saying that, like, the way it is just, like, you're going to think that he's falling off, but y'all think that he's falling off because how y'all been coming at him and how he receives shit, so he's just going to show y'all on the fall off. Oh, yeah, y'all thought I was falling off, but then again, like, now, Cole, like, your whole shit is, like, it's like your legacy is like all fucked up. So now I wonder, was that what you was trying to get ahead of? Because you knew like, oh shit. I forgot that I did a project with Future. And maybe you thought Future was going to drop it on the first. And then when you got the, and then you might, I'm telling you, Cole got the fucking phone call. Cole got a phone call. And now I'm getting tight. Cole got a phone call. Okay, we're getting off this shit. Because Cole got me tight, man. Niggas is full. Fucking tight about this shit. Alright. Future album was trash. Was alright. It sounded like fucking Mike Jackson. I'm still over the fucking beef shit. It sounded like Michael Jackson trying to make music today. Like, Michael Jackson ain't never made music in fucking 20 years. He came back today to try to make music. That's what it sounded like. That's what I got for you. Move right along right to this Drake shit, man. Let's get it. Let's fucking get it, man. Move right along to this Drake shit. Future, I don't know what you're gonna do now. And it's crazy. Well, hold on. Before I leave this Future shit, go back to that episode when I was talking about the Future album. He kept saying bitch and rat. And I'm like, yo, I know sometimes we call our friends bitches, right? He has this whole album he's talking about, he's literally talking about a bitch. He's talking about a female. He's literally talking about a female. Because at first I listened to Jealousy. I was like, wait, let me listen. I listened to that Jealousy song like 3-4 times. I was like, wait, is he saying he's jealous about this nigga? Then it's like about a bitch. And I'm like, I'm telling you, Future is sending shots to somebody else besides Drake on this fucking album. And it might be a girl too. I'm dead ass. Because like, yo, go back and listen to these last two albums. Say like, I'm not a fan. So there's certain shit like I'm not like listening to like think. So when I listen to somebody, like y'all listen to me talk, y'all gonna be like, yo, why he always mention the chair? Yo, he always say yo. He always pause. Cause you know, whatever. Okay, whatever. But so I never listened to Future this much until this year. Put it that way. So me dissecting and listening, I swear to God, I said this, this nigga would say bitch and rat. And I know sometimes we call our niggas bitches. We'd be like, nigga, you acting like a bitch right now. And I was like, oh, some of them bitches was like, you could tell that's a nigga bitch. Remember I said that? Doing this whole album, it sound like this nigga is literally talking to a girl. Some girl must have broke his heart. Like he's like, say Drake took his girl, did something to his girl. Last album was to Drake. This album was to the bitch. Can we... Have that between me and you. Let's have this theory. Future's not fucking with Drake because he took a girl or some shit. Everybody said, oh, Drake always taking niggas' girls. Okay, let's just roll with that. Drake took niggas' girl, right? Future did the last album, yo, we don't trust you, right? Do some shots at the bitch. Shit it on Drake. Now, this whole album. No. He threw some shots at Drake and shot at the bitch. We still don't trust you. Is it because we still don't trust you? Because the bitch tried to say like, yo, you lying and shit. And then he's just like, yo, you know what? We still don't trust you, bitch. And then this whole album is about a woman, a female. Hey, could be a theory, could not. Who knows? Move right along. It's Drake versus everybody. And this shit is, and like the more this shit is starting to happen, the more I'm just like, yo, you know what? I'm on the light skinned nigga side. Cause we know the niggas that are going to team up with him when it's like, oh yo, you popping up? Oh yo, you popping up? What that nigga do to you? What the fuck are you doing? Real, Drake versus everybody? This is what y'all want? Drake, you gotta get t-shirts. I'm telling you, everybody's gonna buy them shit. Get the fucking hats made. Let me get one. Send OVO, send one to me and shit. I'm on your side. Cause I always been on the side, like, yo, and I was telling my niggas last night. What if we all hanging out, nigga? You know niggas doing the niggas doing boom boom fuck with bitches. And then one nigga catch feelings. It's like, yo, my nigga, why are you? You know how niggas do. Like, why are you acting like that? Now you feel some type of way. Now, like, I'm telling you. So now it's like, yo, so what? So let's just say, because people say, like, yo, why is everybody mad at Drake? Let me cross my legs and get my tea out. So if all niggas is mad at Drake, right? And the rumor is, like, which allegedly, right? Rumors allegedly. Spectacles, I can't even say spectacle, because I was watching sports and so I was about to say speculations, rumors, and allegations, allegedly or whatever. Drake takes niggas' girls. So my thing is, wait, hold on. Y'all just now want to shoot at Drake? Now y'all find an opportunity. Oh, now it's the opportunity time? You look bad. Because if Drake starts bringing up, like, nigga, that shit happened in 2011. We was hanging out then. And now, all of a sudden, my name gets something. Now you have a chance to go say something. Like, some shit like, bro, y'all look bad. And it's like, yo. I just want to know. Did you rap about the other nigga that took your bitch? Because I don't believe. What I believe is going on. Right, I believe versus. You know why? Okay, hold on. Let me see. This ain't written down. This is about to be literally off the top. Why I think that everybody's going after Drake? Niggas know that Cole's not the best no more. Get that nigga Cole out here. Cole, get the fuck out here. Cole, yes, you can rap. You make. I don't even know no more, bro. Cole, just get to the fucking side. Like Kendrick just said in his one. Leak this track. We didn't even get to Drake this track yet. Just hold on. I'm telling you why I think everybody's versus Drake. Right? Cole to the side. We can't even consider Cole nothing. Cole to the side. So fuck that. Who's the biggest rapper? Let's be honest. Who's the biggest artist right now? Who's the biggest musician right now? Like, come on, let's be real. It's Drake. Right? And this is what I said about Joe Budden. Who's the biggest person in media right now? What have I been saying throughout this whole 170? I probably say like every 4 podcasts, every 5 or 6 podcasts, I probably bring it up. Because you just see it happen. And I think Joe talked about it. And like, y'all about to understand. There could be a no-name nobody. And just because Joe mentioned him was like, and might have said like, for example, like, yo, back in the day, he used to be shit. But like, yo, nigga just did this and blah, blah. Yep. And then niggas, you know, then he had to stop doing that, blah, blah. Just talk about a dude's past. This dude would say something to Joe Budden just to make himself relevant. Oh, prime example. This shit happened with Mad Skills. Niggas in... This nigga started saying something about Joe Budden. Oh, how you gonna say, oh, you're not even a rapper. I was mad that Joe Budden didn't say something. It's like, yo, why are you worrying about me and what I got to say when you should be worrying about every year about Uncle Murder stealing your fucking shit? Now you want to get irrelevant with me? You want to start some shit with me? Like, that's why sometimes I get mad when Joe Budden goes back and forth with people. But that's neither here nor there. I think niggas found their opportunity to find some shine of throwing shots at Drake. You know? Throwing shots at Drake. If we... Oh, he was... Everybody went. You know what? I'm surprised. Right now, just saying his names, I'm surprised ain't nobody trying to say like, oh, Joe Biden, you was with Diddy at the Freak Dolphin and stuff. Because now everybody's just like, anything that happened to somebody and somebody doesn't like them, I'm starting to see, it's like, yo, you was at Diddy's Freak Off. Really? Oh, you fucked Diddy. And it's fucked up because, like, anybody who, like, I'm telling you, anybody that's been seen at Diddy's party, if somebody says, like, yo, you fucked Diddy, what can you say? Because I was, like, you gonna start arguing with a nigga? Like, come on, my nigga. Like, and then it just looks bad, you know, when it comes to certain parts. So it's like, I know I'm going off topic. I want y'all to stay where I'm at. I think these rappers have no choice but to go out Drake right now. They want Drake, like, when you look at the blogs, who's being talked about? Beyonce put out music, Jordan Lucas put out music, Big Sean put out music. What's being talked about? Beef. Shit. This whole shit started with Kendrick going at, what you call it? Now it's more so like, yo, now we don't even give a fuck about Kendrick. We want to see this Rick Ross and Drake shit go at it. Drake jumping. Rick Ross jumping. Who's going to jump in next, man? Why is everybody going at Drake? There has to be a reason. And this is the segment when we bring Drake between me and you. Let me talk to you. Drake, let me talk to you for a second. Between me and you. You got everybody versus you. If this is over, bitches, these niggas is petty. If I was you, I wouldn't even say anything. I would just literally say, like, between me and you, Drake. If you were, I would just say, this can't be over. I would just skip. What's another word for female, girls, ladies, chicks? I guess woman. This can't be over women. Or like a woman. Or like females. Or like. But like just like a hint. Like just give us a hint about why niggas mad. Niggas know you the light skinned handsome nigga that can sing, dance. I said sing, dance. But sing, rap, all this shit, you know, whatever. We understand that, you know. We need a hint. I know, Drake, between me and you, just between me and you, maybe you can just tell me, whisper in my ear. Pause. Comment. Say something. I don't know. We just need to know. The real niggas need to know. Or don't even say, because, like, the more, like, unless these niggas are really saying, yo, I was dating the bitch, I told her I love her, we was going out on dates, and Drake really took her from me. Alright, then Drake, you did some foul bullshit. You did some foul bullshit. These niggas have a right to be mad. But if they pipe, you pipe. If they said you could pipe, I don't know why they bad. Probably because they don't want to go back to them. Like, I want to know why, man. I'm going to say this. This podcast between me and you, we're going to just say it's over female. Right? It's over female. It's over splits. Yo, when they was talking about splits, is it because the Wait For You, did Drake get the bigger half of the split, even though, what you call it, did they rap the same amount? I feel like Drake went longer. They might have went the same amount. Because like I said, that's the last record. We didn't see them together. They got an award for it. We didn't see them like congratulate each other or none of that shit for that song. Damn, there's so much. Drake, between me and you, man, we need to fucking know, bro. Why is everybody against you? We know everybody going to be coming at you. Everybody going to be coming at you and Cole, because guess what? We're going to get some listens. Nigga, I'm talking about you. Nigga, I'm about to get some listens and shit. Fuck. Drake, what the fuck did you do, man? We hear you put up the push-up song. Great. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. First of all, love it so much. It was good. To me, it was good. We're not going to break it down. There's a whole bunch of blogs out there, a whole bunch of things down there that are like, doing the what you call, you know, listening review. I was gonna do that, but I was like, yo, I don't know if I could listen to music live, because I was gonna do it live. I didn't want to do it like editing, like I want to do this shit live, listen to it and shit. But I don't know if I could do that shit without getting my channel like reported. Let me know restriction. Let me know if I could do that, because the next time the next diss track come out, we would go live. Ain't no pre-record. Yo, let me edit this video. No, we're gonna go live. This shit just fucking dropped. Let's fucking play this. That shit came out. I'm like, oh shit. It took me hours to realize, like, yo, why did Rick Ross come out here? Until I heard the line. Drake just said a small little line to Rick Ross. And then Ross just hit 1 hour later. But before I get into that, like I said, I'm not going to break it down, whatever. So we know this, right? Let's be real, between me and you. Round one went to J. Cole, first person shooter. I don't care. He's shitting on Drake and Kendrick and anybody else. I'm the number one greatest. No, I don't care. We're not taking it back right now. We're not taking it back right now. No, we're not. I don't care. I know Cole's out, gone. Fuck him. He won round one, and that's all he got. He won one round, and he left, cried like a bitch. Lost every round after that. Round two. Kendrick won by default. Nigga says sorry. Drake didn't put out shit. This nigga fucking song went number one for 3 weeks in a fucking row. Kendrick won round two. Clearly. And, like, I'm glad that I was watching. I'm not going to say watching, but I was seeing that a lot of people was saying, like, yo, Cole, you got to stand in front. Look, Kendrick, shoot back. It doesn't matter if the nigga quit, just like in Battle Rap. Oh, you choked that whole second round? Now it's my second round? No, we don't just move on to the fucking third round. No, let me go and kill your fucking ass. You sit here and take this fucking bullet. Like you said, we poke your fucking chin out, you little fucking bitch ass. You ever say that shit? Bro, Cole, you... Who got me tired? Niggas know how I feel about Cole. I have Eminem as number one, and I had Cole as number two. Cole is like number... I don't even know. Okay, back to Drake. Okay, Kendrick won round two. You know? Round three! Drake dropped down and give me 50 push-ups, bitch. Kendrick drops a leak this. And this is why I'm so glad we fucking waited, because so Drake dropped that song Saturday or Sunday. I don't fucking know. I forgot what I was doing Sunday. But Drake responded. So I want to say today is Tuesday. Kendrick dropped that diss track Monday. Right, that's why I'm glad this podcast. Wait, we chill, we wait. Let's wait for the back and forth to come before we jump on the pod and be like, yeah, blah, 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 like these fucking dumbass people do. We're gonna get to that though, still. So, since we was able to hear Drake leak this, and then a day later, I'm not getting a Rick Ross shit yet, and a day later, hear Kendrick's response. Right, Kendrick's response. Rick Ross is jumping in, whatever. Rick Ross is not getting no rounds. I'm telling you. He probably will. After listening to the push-up shit and the Kendrick's diss shit, round three for me goes to Drake. I edge Drake round three. And y'all probably saying, yeah, edge him. Oh, why he didn't win it? Yes, I know that Kendrick Lamar song was like a minute and 25 seconds. I listened to that shit like three times. Like, yo. He's really, it's so good because he's letting us know, like, yo, he just, like, was towards Cole. It was towards Drake, but letting Drake know, like, yo, Drake, you know I just let the best nigga, I didn't even say nothing, and the best nigga apologize, deleted shit, Nigga, you really want me to bomb on you and shit? And like how he said that shit though was all. It was like, Drake, he got a point. The nigga didn't even do nothing. The nigga said sorry. The best rapper alive said fucking sorry. The best rapper. So if niggas don't think he's the best rapper, why is niggas mad that he bowed out? It's rap beef. Oh, we can understand when niggas bow out because niggas think they're going to get shot. Family shit is going to happen. All that shit. It's like, okay, yeah, my nigga, let's just stop this shit. We know that shit was going to happen. I don't know why I'm still talking about this shit. We're supposed to be done talking about Cole. I'm just fucking upset, bro. Cole, niggas is mad because niggas know. Really, niggas know. Yeah, we're having fun with this. It's like, oh, yeah, Cole, fucking Drake. Oh, fucking, yeah. Niggas know you're the best. Like, niggas could criticize LeBron, like, oh, LeBron, oh, you play shit. But niggas know, like, LeBron, you're the fucking best. Like, we don't really want you to leave because when you leave, the league is going to be born. Like, let's just fucking stop it. But we... Cole really took that shit from heart. Will you... Is he from South of North Carolina? What's up with these niggas? What's up with these down South niggas? Carolina niggas. Matter of fact, I can't even say nothing because my cousin living... Them niggas is out there. So I matter of fact, let me just shut up and shit. Alright, we're off this. So round three, I edged to Drake. I gotta stop talking about fucking Cole, but oh my god, I'm fucking pissed. Round three, I edged to Drake. I just like it a little bit more, nigga. Shut down. Get his songs for the Swifties. I just had to edge it. I know some of y'all are probably gonna give round three to Kendrick. So it's like 2-3. You know, but, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, well, everybody gets around. Nah, we saying first-person shooter mode was the first day Cole won. If anything, Cole won round one, because Cole round one, he's been talking shit about everybody. I'm the best. I'm the greatest. He's been saying that forever. I've been saying he's the best forever. What are y'all talking about? He dropped Delete Now. 7-minute drill. Wait, hold on. Time out. Oh, wait, no, we're not getting back into it. Because I was about to say, yo. Never mind. He didn't even give niggas time for the album to marinate, to soak in. We didn't even get 2 days to listen to the whole. We didn't get 48 hours to listen to it. Obviously, niggas gonna get their first opinion off the first listen and be like, yo. Like, if I gave my first opinion off the first listen of this Future album, y'all would have probably been like, yo, I'm never listening to this guy's takes ever again. Y'all probably still might, but I'm telling you, I listened to it. I gave it a few listens. Boom. I gave it a 7.5. It sounds like some Tory Lanez. Like, listen to some of the songs with Weeknd on it. It sounded like that could be. Just imagine that was Tory Lanez or Tory Lanez was on that. Like, Tory Lanez just did an album like that. He's been doing music, the 80s style jingles. I'm going to say that. The 80s jingles, giggles. He's been doing that shit. Pretty sure he was like the first one, not the first one, but he was like bringing that 80s pop style back with his videos, the hairstyle. Like, come on, man, what are we talking about? Yeah, so I gave round three, I edged round three to Drake. First of all, I didn't go to listen to the song off the rip. I didn't. Because I went to go listen to it, but when I listened to it, it was said on Twitter, it said like some AI generate. So I clicked the first, and I'm like, oh, whatever. Then, like, after a few hours and people's like, no, Drake leaked this shit, I listened to it, you know? Like, I don't be trying to listen to no fake shit. Like, I cut off, like that AI that happened in the summertime, I never listened to that guy's music. Like, I never listened to one song because they say it was AI. It's like, I'm not supporting that. You're not getting my view. Just like I said, I posted on my Twitter, like, my boy tried to come over, try to watch somebody else's podcast. It's like, yo, let me show you this guy's podcast. It's like... Nigga, put that shit on your phone, nigga. If it ain't Joe Budden's or my podcast, nigga, we ain't watching that shit. Don't put that shit on my algorithm and none of that shit, nigga. Nigga, I hate when these other niggas shits pop up on my shit because it's like, yo, I don't want to see y'all shit. But no disrespect, but it's like, yo, I don't want nobody to ever say, I always say, oh, I'm being influenced, oh, I do this. That's why my podcast come out before Joe Budden's or any of that shit. And it always has. Always has. Always has. Sometimes I think Joe be watching my shit and getting shit from my shit. Yo, Joe, if you are, take it, whatever. But yo, okay, with Rick Ross jumping into this beef, right? All I gotta say is, I love it. But I don't know why. Like, maybe I have to go back and listen to the first Future album where Rick Ross jumps on it. We need to figure out why he jumped on it. But, like, even with Rick Ross saying all this shit, the nose job, your mother's calling me, the BBL, we're still not getting why you decided to jump in this, Ross. But my thing is, like, I don't think Drake want none of this with Ross. But the one thing Drake did say, like, every Rick Ross song that's with Drake is, like, number one is probably because of Drake. We're not going to hold you to that. Ross tried to say that he wrote one of those songs, whatever. Come on. We're not, between me and you, bro, we're not a journalist. We're not 100% correct. We don't know everything. We know some things. We know the things that you know that you know. So if I say Ross said that he wrote that one song, y'all know what song I'm talking about. And he wearing Drake hoodie, mocking him. That shit's funny. To me, if I'm Drake, I'm like, yeah, good looking, my nigga. Support, my nigga. And when I seen Ross wearing Drake shit, doing the mother, saying, yo, showing the mother his text messages from his mother, I could just tell Ross is having fun with this. And I've been saying forever. I think I did we talked about on one of these episodes. Like, yo, who's your favorite person on Twitter right now? Like, yo, Ross is having so much fun buying land, buying fucking animals, fucking long mowing a fucking 100 acres, going horseback riding, ATV, going mud dirt riding, surfing. I think the nigga went surfing. He's with, like, yo, when you become a rapper and you want to do anything you want, that's what you want. You want to live your life like that. So I've been loving Ross's life. Like, literally. Now that Ross don't have nothing to do. He's just going to write these diss records, bro. And I kind of fuck with the diss record. I was telling my boy. Yeah, it's because Ross, some niggas has that sound. They sound like that. People don't really never really like Joe Budden because his actions. Like, if you like see him outside of him, like, not being a rapper, you'd be like, oh yeah, whatever. But Ross, he carries the boss mentality. He's like that. And then when he raps, you're like, oh shit, you listen. But same with Joe Budden. When he raps, you're like, oh shit, because, like, he has this voice. Like, certain rappers just has this voice. You know? And I think that's why some people, like, they shit on J. Cole, because J. Cole has, like, this. J. Cole has, like, a kid's voice, I guess I could say, right? Like, even though, like, I'm younger than J. Cole. But J. Cole, like, he doesn't have, like, that, like, even Meek has that, like that flow. It's like, ah. Kendrick had the flow, kind of, like, but you don't really get that. Like, if you was to hear everybody rap, like, their hardest, like, rap their best shit, you would probably think that J. Cole's, like, the young. Like, you know, like, you'd be like, oh. He's probably never been rapping as long as these other guys. Because, like, I guess he doesn't rap with aggression. And it's just like, ah. I don't fucking know. Hopefully some people know what I mean. Is that, and that's why, yeah, we always looked at J. Cole's, like, the best. But nobody, it wasn't solidified. Because Cole never gave you that. Like, even Kendrick did. Even never gave you that cockiness. Like, Cole don't come off cocky or nothing. In his music, he does. Like, he would just say, like, I'm the best. Kill niggas on Future and shit. But he never, like, you know, it's like smooth melody. It's like, oh, this nigga just laughed and said he's the best and rhymed giggles with jiggles. I don't know why we just keep seeing giggles and jiggles, but whatever. But y'all know what I mean and shit, though, but Ross got time. Oh, Ross gonna put out a track every time Drake says something. So Drake, if you're still listening, between me and you, I wouldn't say not one line that might think that you might be talking to Ross. Because Ross is gonna be like, yep, got it. I think Ross already read his shit. Ross is just chilling, kick back, just waiting, chilling. Ross don't have nothing to do. Kendrick Lamar, on the other hand, I don't know. Kendrick Lamar's snippet was good. It was good. I like how he put out a snippet and leaked, and then people say it was AI generated. So I guess he went with the same, which is smart. Let me go with the same shit you did. Let me pull the AI generated snippet leak. Let me do that. Even though, like, that little clip that you watched, it didn't sound like a snippet. But it did sound, it could have been a snippet at the end of a record. Because the way that snippet ended, it ended like the song was over. Right? But that's my beef. That's all I got between all this stuff. Yo, I got J. Cole winning round one and getting kicked the fuck out of there. Round two clearly went to Kendrick Lamar. I edged Drake round three. You know? I edged Drake round three. You know? I only edged him because Ross came in with a left hook. Nigga was like, oh shit. Nigga goes, my guy knocked down and shit, bro. But yeah, man, this shit's heating up. This shit's getting live. We're getting lit. We're rap, bro. This is all we want in rap. We want music to drop. You want a lot of people here, going at it, saying, this is what we want. We wanted people going back and forth. We didn't want people going back and forth talking about, oh, I kill you, blah, blah, murder, bang, bang, shoot them up. And it's just, no. We want people going back and forth for saying, no, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, you're a bitch. No, you a bitch. I'm the best. No, I'm the best. That's all we want. And then we want somebody like Ross coming, throw a shot. ASAP Rocky. All right, your little, what ASAP Rocky, yo, to me, ASAP Rocky picked the ball up. You know how, like, you know when Carmelo faked the shot? ASAP Rocky didn't fake the shot. He seen the ball rolling over to him. He was like, oh, shit. Like, I think everybody's in the gym, right? Niggas just shooting. Niggas is like, oh, shit. Let me just shoot the ball. You know how you just standing over there, you watching the shoot around, and the ball just gets over to you, like, it's like you shoot. All right, let me shoot. Yo, that's what's... Yo, Drake, why everybody coming at you, my boy? Shit, crazy, man, but this is what we want. Drake is off tour. Out of everybody who's underneath the most... Okay, I can't even say everybody. Now there's only two people like Kendrick said. Like, we're not going to break down what Kendrick said in the snippet. Everybody did 100,000 fucking blogs on it. Like I said, I was going to do one, but I'm like, I'm not trying to play his music, play the song on my YouTube and then get it banned and then get like flagged. But let me know if I could do that, guys, because the next time somebody drops some shit, we will go live. You know, I'd be scared going live to play music. I could probably do it on Twitch and not get in trouble, but who knows? I don't know the fucking music rules and shit, man. I already got in trouble and shit. I already got a strike. That's what I'm saying. And I think after I wait, if I just wait the 90 days till when my strike go away, I can restart the strike process over and start with one. So I ain't trying to start from two and then wait a whole, like, nah, nigga. So let me know, comment, let me know if I could, if I can't, as long as it's on YouTube, I can play it. I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be a nice summer. Gunna's dropping the project. I did find that out. You know, people who's dropping music, I just want to say it kind of sucks that you're dropping around when we're trying to, we're in the beef right now. We want to see the shit going on. So if you ain't dropping nothing that's fire, get the fuck out the way, bro. Drop your shit on Tuesday or Wednesday. And niggas need to start doing that shit too. Drop your shit like Tuesday and Wednesday, so then by the time the weekend come, niggas can be playing your shit in the club. Instead of just like, oh, I guess this is the one song we play in the club. Like, nah, for real. Just give me a heads up. But yeah, round one, J. Cole. Round two, Kendrick. Round three, edged it to J. Cole. Because Ross came in and snuffed the nigga. But the summer's going to be late. Oh yeah, what I was saying is, Gunna's coming out with an album. I might be going off the ledge. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because I don't know, besides Drake, maybe, and like another artist, like Drake featuring somebody, had like song in the summer two times in a row. But I would probably say Fuck You Mean was kind of Song of the Summer last year. It wasn't a Song of the Summer, but like it was one of those songs that like you play that shit. Like I make sure I play that shit. Like I like come on, let's be real. It might have not been Song of the Summer, but it was one of those songs that you played during the summer. Like it was one of those songs. It was one of those songs that got played. Like it wasn't a song, but it was one of the songs that you played for the summer. Now, with that being said, I think Gunna's going to have another record for the summer. He's not going to let us down. You just better not release that album when Kendrick or Drake decides to release something. And don't be surprised if Ross drop a 3-pack. That's it for my music take, guys. Between me and you, hopefully everybody liked it. I know I was everywhere with it. Yes, Future album was kind of cockeye to me. You know when they said to Baby, Baby, that's cockeye. You know, cockeye, which means like, you're not allowed to eat that shit. That's weed. Like, boom, like, I was about to just grab weed. You know how like, Baby pick up like a fucking, a pen, about to put it in my mouth. No, that's cockeye. No, the pen, this is a fire ass fucking pen. Just caca. Nope, don't. It's not for you. No. It's just caca. Drake versus everybody. Drake, I just need to know why. Throw a hint out. I like the Kill Bill shit. Niggas clown me. And I swear to God, if Drake does a different song, a video with that Kill Bill outfit on, and that shit is fire, I'm coming back to everybody that laughed at me for saying, like, yo, if Drake wears this in a video, and that's just fire. He's the GOAT. If any of y'all, I liked it too. If any of y'all say anything like, oh, this was fire, I said, well, if this was going to be, why you like that what I said? Why you comment what I said then? Because I predicted it? Oh, because I, yeah, come on. Don't fucking play with me. Kill Bill lady. Hit fucking, what you call it? I was like, yo, do you want, like, that is ill. And the fact that she did that, it just proves that everybody's like, yo, it's literally like everybody versus Drake. Kill Bill lady was like, y'all can help you out and toss you this if you need help and shit. Like, nobody else is out there helping you and shit. Like, people are paying attention to this. It's like, yo, niggas is ganging up on Drake and it's like, why? Obviously, people are going to say he's like the bitches and stuff because the crazy thing is, saying Drake wasn't known, if Drake wasn't known for like doing like the like getting girl, I shouldn't say bitches, women, females and shit like that. This would literally be over the splits, him making money, him being the best. But niggas trying to say, no, it's because of bitches. Drake, am I right between me and Drake? Let me know. Oh, shit. I can't wait, man. Next couple of weeks, man, we're going to see. Hopefully, next podcast, we get more. This is why I love coming back once a week, man. Because now we just sit, wait, and let's see if we was right. If we was right, let's just sit and see. Let's just sit and see. And that goes my rap tape for today. Oh, man. Where we at? What's next? Oh, man. I could talk about what's going on right now for a long period of time because I'm going to talk about it from the outside looking in. If I had my foot inside, I could talk about shit, but then I could only reach a certain amount of level. And then I had to stop because then I'd be giving away information and shit. Just like how, you know, it was one, I don't want to get back to this because I want to move on to a different topic and shit, but it's like, y'all killed Joe Budden for saying, Drake's coming out Friday with a diss. Drake's coming out Friday. Oh, they both got some things in the tuck. And I'm going to say this. I'm about to defend Joe. I don't know if they already talked about it or whoever talked about it. I don't really see much. I think Drake and Kendrick waited to drop those diss tracks, to leak those diss tracks, because they didn't want Joe Budden to be right. But then again, Drake knew Future album was coming, right? So how about this? Let his album drop Friday, drop the diss track tomorrow. That's how I see it. You don't drop a 3-minute song or you don't drop a 3-minute record when somebody's just dropped 15, 20 songs. You don't do that. You wait the next day till niggas is like, this album's kind of trash. You drop your diss track and niggas is not listening to that album no more. You gotta, Drake, I know what you did. Niggas, with Drake putting out that diss track, Ross putting out his shit an hour later, Kendrick dropping these 2.5 snippets or whatever, niggas ain't going back to that album. That album, that Future dropped, and what I said, I'm still on it too. Yes, the first album he dropped, We Don't Trust You, was good, was great, was all right, was good. I think what I gave it, a 7.9 out of 10. Well, I said in May, we won't be listening to that album. Yes, that one song is still charting. Yes, okay, yes, because that's a diss track. And then J. Cole made that song even more fire. Whatever. And we're still going to always reference back to that track too. So it's still going to be up there. So that song, but that album, we would not be going back to that fucking album. Tell you, and I still stand with that. In May, we will not be listening to that album. We might listen to that song. We won't be listening to that album. We won't be listening to none of these fucking albums that buy Future. Let's be real. Especially if Drake dropped, let Gunna put out a nice project. Kendrick drops. Nobody ain't listening to this Future album. We're going to go back to reference some of these songs, but we ain't listening to this shit. Let's be real. And move right along because we're done with this music talking shit. Kai Cenat paying $5,000 to chicks. Why are we jumping the gun? Yo, Kai Cenat, I got you. Kai Cenat, sit down. Yo, Kai Cenat, I got you. My name Young Bull. Bullshit Bully. Bully, whatever you want to call Young Bull. DJ, if you know, you know. This is between me and you. Episode 173. Kai Cenat, sit the fuck down. I got you, bro. I'll hold you down. Why y'all jumping the gun? I'm seeing niggas. One thing is crazy thing is I'm seeing niggas say, yo, I looked up to you, Kai. You're like the top 3 streamer. You pay for pussy. Yo, how can you pay for pussy, man? You're like the greatest. You're like the coolest guy. Yo, you really sent a fucking whole $5,000, blah, blah. Okay, hold on. First of all, when I seen it, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Oh, this nigga. First of all, I wasn't even mad. Let me, first of all, when I seen this, I wasn't mad. I was like, damn, nigga got caught. Like, obviously, like, nigga, can we be real? Are we going to be fucking real? So, nope. Not say pay for pussy. Niggas ain't never give a chick, like, just like, that you fuck with, like, yo, some money. Niggas ain't. How you know first of all, I was thinking like, yo, that $5,000 could have been towards rent, some bills, help her out for like the month type shit. You not, come, like, yo, what are we doing? Like, are we not real? If niggas not, I'm, okay, matter of fact, let's get the kids out the room. Let's get the kids out. Real niggas, between me and y'all, real niggas. Let me talk to the real niggas here. Niggas seen that shit was like, okay. Probably after y'all seen that girl, y'all was probably like, oh shit, my nigga. I don't know how long the transaction was. After whatever. Guys in that. Got you. Calm down. I got you. Y'all coming out. Saying. Guys in that this. Like I was just like. I didn't say that. I was just like. Oh shit. Man. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. We just wait till we pop. Nigga giving out $5,000 to chicks. You know. Getting exposed. Ha ha. You know. We wait. We don't say nothing. And especially if that's your guy. Especially when when Cole said he quit, apologize. I didn't say nothing, nigga. I was hiding. I'm not saying nothing. I don't know what to say. The fuck? I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So, Kai Cenat, your favorite guy, your guy's this. Right now, let me talk to the fucking guys who's like, oh, I admire you. I look up to you. Why you didn't wait for him to say anything? This is what I'm saying. People say something about somebody and y'all jump straight out to it. Oh, he did that. He must have did that. Y'all jump right straight to it. Like, I'm seeing podcasters and bloggers, and it's like, wait, y'all grown-ass men Y'all niggas gave away some money and shit first to some pussy or to take care of a chick. Let's be real. Stop. Cut it out. And then again, just because a girl say something, y'all with it. My crazy thing is like, yo, when Meg said that Tory did that shit, some of the niggas didn't even listen to Meg. Some of these bloggers and fucking podcasters that are talking about this Kais and that shit, they didn't believe Meg. They didn't believe Meg when Meg said this shit. When Meg said Tory shot her. I still don't. Kind of. Like, I'm still in the... Like, obviously, he didn't get in trouble for shooting. Like, if you look at the charges, but that's neither here and there. So, I kind of believed it because knowing, like, yo, nigga, what's $5,000? And they can make that in one stream. Like, let's be real. Nigga, bitch, you want $5,000? Okay, boom, pay your bills, blah, blah. Give me some head. We fuck. We do this, whatever, blah, blah. And some of y'all gotta be stupid. Like, niggas, real niggas know, like, niggas, if we gave her $5,000, that wasn't for one time, my nigga. Like, these niggas is like, yo, you gave her $5,000 to hit one time? Like, nigga, what? And like, y'all niggas. Kids, get the fuck out the room. This ain't for y'all. This is for grown folks, real niggas time, so we can laugh at the youngins. Like, for real, like, what, nigga? But I'm just saying, yo, how y'all niggas looking up to this guy? Y'all not even waiting for what he got to say. You ain't got to wait for him. Like, that's why I'm glad Kais and I just waited a little bit. It's like, okay. Oh, y'all niggas. What? Oh, shit. For real? Oh, shit. Like, yo, nobody, like, nobody on my side and shit? Nobody gonna give me the benefit and the doubt? That's the thing about society today. Nobody gives no, everybody just want to rush right to the mic. Oh my God, did you say what? Kais and gave me $5,000. Kais and X paying for pussy. It's like, yo, wait. Now you look stupid. You ran and rushed to your mic when the same day, later on that day, Kais and X proved everything. Now how stupid do you look? Now what? So now I'm starting to learn that your podcasters do these podcasts rapidly so like you have something to talk about. Like, so that means like you have things to talk about. So boom, you talk about Kais and X, oh, paying for pussy. Then your next podcast, you could come in and explain how you was wrong and boom, boom. And now you got content. I guess that's fucking stupid. Just like, yo, chill, wait. You ain't got to rush to fucking, you ain't got to rush to it. You ain't got to be the first one to report on it. Just chill. Yo, Kais and X, I got you. I told you, I'm going to hold you down, bro. Yeah, nigga. Now everybody looks fucking stupid. Everybody look fucking stupid. Everybody looks stupid. Everybody looks stupid. Look fucking stupid. Kais and X pay their $10. What? So who really gave her sent her that money and then she changed the name to put it like that? And you know what's funny when I seen that shit? When I know girls, right? Because y'all seen the screenshots, right? First thing that came to my mind when he was trying to prove that the shit was fake and stuff like... when he's about to think, I'm like, she had his name in her phone as his name, Kais and X. That shit would have probably been in it as Kai Kai or not space. That shit was looking like his, like, I was like, maybe the name, she, it looked like she probably changed the name. She probably changed the name to, like, I don't like. I know some people's name you will put in it as not. She had that nigga name underneath Kai Kai. Or Sinet or Kai. Niggas ain't putting that nigga name underneath Kai Sinet. Niggas ain't writing that shit. Ain't no bitch writing that shit. Oh, his name is Kai Space Sinet. Say this. Yes, he's in my phone now. No, bitch. You never spaced that shit out when you put that shit in. Now, I got you. You never spaced that shit and you put Kai Kai, bitch. Crazy. Then sent you the $50. And you know what's crazy with him doing the whole thing? I don't even think he would have been mad about it. That's the thing. This nigga's a young nigga in the game, about 24, 23 years old, coming up, making money, streaming and stuff. You know, maybe people have this weird allegations about him, right? Coming up and him being feminine, all these little things just popping up when he was like a teenager and stuff like pictures on like whatever. Like, neither here and then. Like, niggas gonna see some weird shit about me and shit. Who cares? But so it's like, yeah, you start getting money and like I know, nigga, if I got fucking $5 to give away, bitch, you want $5,000 to hang out with me, nigga? Nigga, $5,000, nigga, stay for a week and shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I ain't nothing. Some of y'all niggas can't believe, like, oh, but y'all, some of y'all niggas know. The people that was bitching or complaining, like, oh, Kashinette, how can you? Your girl, your baby mom was probably ugly. Bum. She probably only give you pussy once you pay for child support. Once you made your child support payment. You mad at this nigga because he could give away $5 to chill with a girl and you can't. And you mad that the one girl won't chill with you because you work at fucking Shack and Shake. Or Shaky Shack or whatever the fuck the place you work at. You work on a boardwalk. And you mad that this nigga's giving out $5,000 to hang around girls. He can just throw away $5,000 to hang around girls. And you can't even save or make $5,000 or hang around bitches. Yo, Kai, I got you, bro. Y'all niggas, what? I'm just like, yo, wait. Let me. I just came across him saying, you know what? I was on YouTube. Sometimes I go on YouTube on my phone and look up, like what I do on my YouTube thing, I don't Google it. I don't type it in. But for some reason, the algorithm is already set right there. So it's always things like how to start from $0 to make $30,000 or how to make this or go from this many people to this many. Like, it's always how to gain. Like, it's always something about gaining, taking $500, investing, like some basis, how to make money. I'm just scrolling. Don't click on none. I see Kai Cenat. Shakira Rush is done. And I'm like, oh, this is him about to break down. And I was like, okay, he's about to explain, like, yo, bitch, I didn't pay for you to get to do this. This is what I did. Because obviously it's like, yo, bro, it says you sent $5,000, bro. And then when he started breaking down, I'm like, yo, there's no way she wrote his name as Kai Cenat. I don't care. Like, I know girls. My name is Young Bull. I'll say that my name is Young Bull, Bully, whatever. Y'all know. Y'all know what I say. Girls don't say. Girls say my name as my real name. Or DJ. That's what I say. If you know, you know. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Maybe there's maybe a few chicks that I know that has my name saved underneath Bully. And if they got a man, they can't. We already talked about this. They can't. Some females are not even allowed to call me Bully when their man's around because they already. Just, right. But that's neither here nor there. So, like, I know my name is, most chicks, my name is underneath their real name. But they will still, if they see me out, they will still say, like, yo, Bull. They won't call me by my real name. But I'm pretty sure my name is saved underneath my real name. Come on. I'm just mad upset that everybody's jumping the gun and didn't wait. And it's funny, too, though. Yo, y'all didn't believe Meg. Shot Meg, Tory Lanez shot Meg. Y'all didn't believe Meg when Meg came out. But y'all believe that Kai Cenat. But y'all believe this bitch that said that Kai Cenat gave her $10,000. That's crazy. So you believe a woman saying that you believe, I don't even know what color this lady is. I don't. I didn't even bother right because I'm all upset that like everybody, I'm upset that in a matter of 5 hours or whatever, I seen this shit, and then I seen him clear his name. Now everybody that make blogs about him, what y'all gonna do? They're gonna clear this shit up? Kai, I got you, bro. I got you. I'm about to shit on these niggas right now. These niggas is looking stupid. These grown men is looking stupid. Stupid. Niggas look stupid. Knowing damn well they gave up $5,000 for some pussy. Or for a bitch to chill or to pay a bitch rent. Let's be real. Like I said, niggas that's mad at this or feel some type of way, they can't make $5,000 in a month or a week, a couple weeks, however. You should be able to make $5,000 in a month like that ass. Just don't fucking. They can't save $5,000. They can't get girls. They don't even have enough money to, like, even try to send a girl. They can't pay a girl's rent. Like, I'm just glad this nigga's not like, bro, you should be just like amazed at the people that like just jump the gun at shit, bro. Like, that shit is crazy. This shit is crazy, bro. So crazy. It's like, for real? That niggas don't believe the bitch. That's what I'm shocked at. I was one of the males that didn't believe Meg Thee Stallion. I'm just going to say that. It's out there. Yes, it's out there. I got killed on Twitter and all that shit. The girl said something about somebody giving $10,000. I see the same faces that was saying, yeah, Meg's lying. They're saying that this girl is telling the truth. Y'all niggas is dumb, nigga. Y'all niggas is dumb. And maybe y'all do this because Kai Cenk is a bit draw. So you talk about Kai Cenk, you make fun, you make cover arts and like you do gifts about, like you do all this stuff. Like, yeah, that's gonna gain traction, that's gonna get people to click and listen and stuff like that. Smart. You know, fuck it, I'ma do it. Smart. But I'm gonna put this at the end because, like, hey, if you wanna listen to me what I gotta say about him, then that's what I gotta say about him. But yo, Kai Cenk, like, yo, these niggas is cornballs. Cornballs for this. Nigga, wait, chill, let's see this shit get out. Now, if you never said nothing, like, if you never said nothing by the time I got on air, you would've got your muffin cracked. Not cracked, but I would've been like, yo, I understand, nigga, youngin', $10,000. Niggas just mad they can't give away $10,000. And what did you do? I would say, like, what did you do to piss her off, right? Or did you stop giving her money, and now she's just gonna be like, oh, that's what you used to give me. Now what, you're gonna try to blow his spot up that he gave you money because he stopped giving you money? Like, either way, Kai, you win and shit, bro. It doesn't even matter, bro. You win. Niggas just be hating. Niggas always be posting like, oh, if I had the world, I'd give my girl this and that. I give bitches whatever. I spend all this. Then when niggas really got it, niggas spend all this shit money. But the same niggas that is mad at you about spending $5 to the girl, take $10,000. Go to the fucking strip club and just throw that shit everywhere. Them same niggas that are like probably are smiling, you might see them in a strip club, and they might be like, "Oh shit, yo, you throwing money, shit." They still feel some type of way about you because it's like, yo, how the fuck you got $10 to throw away and I don't? I'm telling you that that's we niggas. You from the Bronx? I'm from New Jersey. We niggas. Niggas is niggas. There's only a small reason why niggas get mad when niggas spend money on bitches. They wanted a bitch. They can't do it. Oh, you spend money on bitches. Oh, bitches supposed to be for free. Niggas, no. What niggas you say, nigga, even your girl, when you have a girlfriend, that's just not free. Because you're still going to take care of her. You want your girl to look good. You're going to pay for her nails. You're going to buy her food. You're still... Like, remember people just complain, oh, when you still date a girl, you still gotta pay for shit, like, just because y'all niggas can't be non-dating a girl, just fucking with a chick, and just can't just splurge like that? Oh, are you paying for pussy? What if he paid for rent? What if he sent that money because of something? They ain't proven, show like, y'all only sent that bitch $50. Show through the Apple Wallet. God, that's crazy, bro. Look at all these blogs is doing all this shit just to get attention and shit. That's just crazy. That shit's crazy, man. That shit's crazy. There goes the chair making that noisy. I sound like I'm on future albums. Just let me know if you feel away. Hey. If you feel away. Hey. Tell me if you feel away. If you fit, no, let me stop. But yeah, y'all niggas gotta stop, pay attention, just let shit sit. Especially when it's grown ass niggas. Y'all just look like haters. Me, y'all probably gonna sit like, oh, you just. Hey, so what? I was able to wait and chill. Hey, like I said, like, if not, I would still give dude the benefit of the doubt. Like, obviously, come on, man. First of all, don't be giving that bitch $10,000. If it was like $5,000 a month, like I said, I wasn't paying it so much attention. Like, I don't know if it was like $5,000 weekly It was like $5,000. No, it was $5,000 in October, $5,000 in November. Right? Bet you want to fly out here, pick up some clothes, do what you got to do, rent yourself an Airbnb. I meet you. You're not staying at my fucking crib. Here's your allowance. Y'all never gave girls allowance? Oh, shit. We're dealing with brokies. Y'all about to make fun of me and shit. It's like, oh, man, you got Pokemon in the background. I got a box that would fly your girl out here. Fuck you talking about? Y'all niggas better... Let me stop. Because I was going to do a video on my Pokemon investment and stuff, but I don't know if I should do it for this channel or go back to my Young Bull Show channel, but that's near here and there. All right, yo, Carsonet, yo, keep your head up, man. Fuck these old niggas hating this shit. These niggas is just... They don't got $5,000 to spend. They don't. They got a bunch of jiggles and change and giggles. Go ahead, giggle and jiggle about money you can't get. Niggas be like, oh, no, I got $5,000. Niggas done say that. You know what? Let me just shut up. All right, what we got? Let's move right along. Let's sports. Let's get to the sports shit and let's get the fuck out of here. UFC 300 happened over this weekend. Oh, my fucking gosh. I won't be here for too long because I feel like we've been here for a long period of time, man. Over an hour, you know. But that's good, though, because it's been a lot of shit we need to talk about. You know, a lot of shit I need to explain and break down. And that's between me and you. UFC 300 happened, though. We're just going to talk about the last three fights. Shout out to everybody that fought. Great fights. Fight number three. We're going to go in order. Fight number three, 2-1. Fight number three, Matt Holliday versus Justin, whatever his name is. Ooh-wee. Great fight. Great fucking fight. Fucked him up at the end of round one when he did that back spinning kick and kicked him on his nose. Broke his shit. Fucked his whole shit up for the whole second round. He was fucked up. So Matt Holliday was winning that battle, winning the fight all the way through. Yes, I'll give him that. Justin should have known, because it looked like every time Matt Holliday went for that kick again when he broke his nose in the first round, it looked like Justin just kept ducking. He kept ducking. Like, he kept ducking. It was like, yo, he's going to, don't duck, just back up. Every time you see him go for the spinning back kick, he just ducks. And he almost kept getting it. Yo, bro, he was my guy's nose taken off. I'm like, yo, this nigga get his fucking nose taken off. He keeps fucking ducking. But whatever, boom. The last 10 seconds, last 15 seconds, they come to the ring. Boom, boom. Niggas get knocked out. To me, that is the craziest knockout I've seen. I would say that's a crazy knockout seen live because it was like literally like at the bell. The nigga fell at one. That shit was fucking crazy. Shout out to Matt Holliday. Between me and y'all, I would say, I'm putting the house. When Matt Holliday fight for that fight again for that belt, whoever he's battling, he's losing that belt. I don't care. That dude, Justin, wasn't prepared, right? Because he thought he was going to get the old Matt Holliday, right? He didn't know which Matt Holliday he was going to get. And then when he got hit in that, when his nose broke, he was done. It was done. It was over. And I think he would have won if his nose wasn't broken. Because it slowed down his breathing, obviously. Shit like that. Whatever. UFC shit fight. Whatever. But great fight. Great win. That's the way you win the baddest motherfucker belt ever. Well, it's not ever, but the baddest motherfucker. The baddest motherfucker fighter? Baddest motherfucker? I don't know. What? BMF and shit. When they say BMF, I was like, what? I didn't know what title it was fighting for. So when they say BMF, I was like, what? No, I was literally about to tweet. Now BMF is a part of fucking... I didn't know. But before I tweeted it, they said it and stuff. And I was like, I was literally about to say, wait, who was I watching the... No, I was at work. I was at work. Yeah, it was Saturday night. Yeah, I was at work. But I was like, when the fuck did BMF come to the UFC? All right, that was fight number three. Fight number two, the co-main event. The two small Chinese ladies. I'm not going to say bitches. Chinese ladies, respect to y'all. Great fight. First time two Chinese from the same country was fighting. All I'm going to say is this. Y'all gotta make a rule. I don't know if y'all seen the fight. So the Zhang, the girl who won, the Chinese lady who won the championship, she still remained the champion. Because they were saying Zhang Yang, and I'm like, they were saying Yang, and that was for the girl with the Z-H-A, and they would say Yang, and I'm like, yo, wait, what the? But then I was like, yeah, that would make sense because the Z is silent, so it's Yang. But then it's like, her name is Yang. Yo, bro, she was fucking confusing. She was confused. Y'all know what I mean, right? Listen, go back and listen to that fight. You would swear, you'd be like, wait, look at their names. Zhang, like, you just see it spelled out in Yang. Yang, Yang, Y-A-N, and then one was Z-H-A-N-G. Z-H, yeah. Swear to God, they would say Yang, and that was for the girl who had the Z. And they would say, yay. Yo, shit had me confused. I just knew who I was watching. When a short bitch, lady, I'm not going to disrespect Chinese people, choked the bitch out, right? Boom. Yo, you should have, he checked her arm. Let go. She was good. That last 10 seconds, you should have checked it again, ref. She was knocked out. The bell hit. So, I don't know how this works in the submission. So, you have somebody in the submission hold. Once the bell comes, you got to release. Okay, it makes sense. They didn't tap yet. Okay, makes sense. She was knocked out. So, when do we give niggas the benefit of the doubt? So, like, what if she would have literally stood up and fell back down? She literally did that. She, like, tried to stood up and stumble a little bit. She was stumbling. She couldn't get back. And then they went to the corner. And the corner said something because Joe said something. Was like, yo, they said that they could give her something. They gave her something to wake her up. Can you do that? Is that illegal? Like, they probably gave her that shit that you give the football players, that little packet. You sniff that shit that should wake you the fuck up. And that might have been cheap because you look at the next couple rounds, she started winning a little bit. Is that because they gave her that fucking adrenaline rush? Man, that fucking cheap, man. We got to do something about those rules. So I'm glad that she still won because if I choke you out and the bell rung and I let go and you're damn near knocked out, what are we doing? That's like saying, boom, I knocked you out. I hit you. The bell ring. You stumbled, the bell rung. So the round's over, but you stumble back and fall. What are we doing? Maybe I don't know nothing about fighting. What? All right, move right along. She still won, though. She's still a championship. Last fight. Perel. The last fight, I was about to say Jamel Hill. Wait, is his name Jamal Hill? I was about to say Jamel, the lady from his. Jamal. The dude Jamal Hill. I think his name was Jamal Hill. And Alex Perel. I can't think of the name. But the main event fight, right? I understand why dude talks shit, and this is what I said coming in. I didn't watch a lot of the conferences and stuff like that. I didn't watch a lot of that, the pre-fights and the weigh-in and shit like that. Only when it's like this weekend, Davey Haney Garcia. I'm gonna be watching that weigh-in. All I knew was like that one black dude was talking mad trash. He was talking mad trash. He was talking trash when the dude was walking in, caught the bone arrow, ripped that shit. It's like, yeah, nigga, come in. Yes, I like that. Looking at his record, he's the number one contender. I said before the fight, if he doesn't make this a fight, and loses bad, he's literally going to have to climb back up to the... Because I was like, yo, I don't know how this dude... I ain't never see this dude fight none of these main guys. Like, so... Granted, I don't watch the prelims of these UFC fights. I don't. I try to watch the main events. And then if I kind of miss the main events, I try to always make sure I catch the last two fights. If not, I catch the... So, I never seen this dude fight before. But I could tell the way he's cocky. Sometimes you could tell when a nigga's cocky and serious, or when a dude's cocky and not taking it serious. He was cocky and not really... He wasn't really serious. And I could tell, I could look, I could see. And I'm like... And when I knew, and it happened so fast, when I knew this shit was about to be over, because you could tell, like, Alex, I don't know his fucking name. I just call him Alex, for real, whatever. He always looked, they would say, he has the scariest entrance, because he just looks a certain way. He just, like, always, it was like, yeah, he had that same look the whole fight. Man, my nigga got kicked in the balls. I know I'm about to over-exaggerate, whatever. Nigga got kicked in the balls. Ref came over. That nigga said, "Ping!" Knocked the nigga out. But then he started pounding on his head. Nigga, I was like, yo, you kicked the nigga in his balls and got knocked out. That's what happened. Nigga got kicked in the balls. Ref was coming over. He was like, done. Over. And that's why I be scared. Niggas, they be. The only person that used to get away with talking shit is Conor McGregor. Even Nate Diaz, he would talk shit, but you know he was losing. He didn't. Jermell Hill. The hell, dude, he wasn't. It was like, yo, you didn't. I don't know, bro. There's certain niggas you gotta be careful who you talking shit to, though, right? Like, this nigga's a champ. Yeah, you wanna talk shit, get him scared, but it's like, yo, bro, even in that one, in that minute, in like that 2 minutes of y'all was fighting and shit, before you got knocked out, you wasn't even doing nothing. You was stiff as a leg. That nigga was just figuring you out. He was, okay, that's what you're doing? Okay, this is what you're doing? All right, okay, block this. Block this. Okay, this. Kick me in my nuts. You back up. Two piece. Great fight. UFC 300 was great. Great. I wish I would have watched the other fights. I guess the one black dude won and they didn't give him a press conference. Fucked up UFC. But UFC 300 is for the Greeks and shit. So nah, I had another joke going on about that, but whatever. This is great. Yeah, UFC 300 was great. We probably should have went over that in the beginning of the pod because that's what happened over this weekend. That was a great, great event. Great event. Next event we got this boxing match coming up, and we still got I've been seeing Logan Paul and Mike Tyson warming up between me and you. Between me and you, I'm not going to be surprised if Paul. I always get their names mixed up. Jake Paul, Paul Mooney, whatever, one of the niggas. One of the brothers knocked this nigga out. They both been training, yes. But if Jake Paul, yeah, I was just trying to think of his name. If Jake Paul knows that lose and win, this does nothing to his career. Lou. Like, if he gets knocked out by Mike Tyson, he could be like, oh, I got knocked out by Mike Tyson. Oh, like. That's not gonna stop him from winning. That's not gonna stop other niggas from wanting to fight him. Cause other people that are gonna fight him, they're not gonna look at that and be like, oh shit, no nigga, you gonna get knocked out by Mike Tyson too. Like anybody could get knocked out by Tyson. Like, what are you talking about? But I've been watching videos and I'm just saying. I won't be shocked if he knocks Mike Tyson out. I don't know. Unless they, I don't know. I'm gonna give more predictions when we get closer, when we get a little bit closer, because I have this thing where I'm looking, I'm like, what if Mike Tyson overworks himself? And now it's fight time. And Mike Tyson just exhausted. Even though he's going to rest his body a few days before the fight. But he's just like in that ring and now he's like, okay, now it's really time to fight. All I'm going to say is like, I won't be surprised. I've been watching them both work out. And it looks like Jake's been putting on weight because he knows, like, obviously this is the expedition fight. I don't think there's, like, a... There might be a certain weight limit, but it's like, yo, let me get beef and broly before I fight the nigga Mike Tyson. I think that's okay. But I won't be surprised. That's my far take. But we're far away from the fight that's happening July 20th, I think. We're far away. But as we get closer, I said Mike Tyson. It's going to be rigged if Mike Tyson lose. I don't think this fight is going to be rigged if Jake Paul wins. I'm starting to think that, and I want y'all, if you're listening, to start paying attention, watching both of them work out and watching the clips and stuff. So then, because I don't want people to say this is rigged, because I don't think this is rigged. I don't think this is going to be rigged. I was saying it, but I'm seeing here and there. I don't think this is going to be rigged. All right, today is Tuesday. Play-in tournament start. By the time you see this, visually, the Bulls and the Hawks probably be playing. But tonight we got the Lakers and Pelicans, Golden States and Kings. My prediction here, Lakers win, go straight to Denver. Don't try to dilly-dally. Because if y'all go and play OKC, if y'all go and play Golden State, and Golden State comes out and smoke y'all, y'all gonna be tight. So that's what I got moving on. I think Golden State's gonna move on. I think Golden State and Lakers are gonna enter the playoffs. Because two of the teams, wait, all these four teams, only one team gets to make the playoffs? No, because they said if the Lakers lose tonight and they win tomorrow, whenever, then they play OKC. So I think there's two teams, right? Because six teams, seven and eight goes to the playoffs. So Golden State and the Lakers will make the playoffs. Now, don't be shocked if the Kings beat the Warriors tonight. Don't be surprised. And if the Kings do win, it's going to be because the Warriors wasn't clicking. It wasn't their shooting night. Now over on the East, I don't give a fuck about the other teams and none of that shit. Wait, the Sixers are in the play-in tournament? Oh my God, that's crazy. Bulls, baby. We gotta fucking win. When? It's win or go home, baby. Chicago, let's do this, baby. We here. Let's go play Boston the first game. I had a dream, too. Not last night. The other night. I'm glad I remember this. Because sometimes you don't remember shit. Or was it last night? See, you know how you forget a dream, but now it's like, yo. You forget dreams even though you had them last night. But this dream is so clear. I don't know if I had it last night or it was the night before. But I'm pretty sure it was the night before. Because I thought about this yesterday. Because I thought there was no basketball games on Monday night. I had a dream that the Bulls was playing the Celtics. And we won game two. I don't know if we won game one or not, but we won game two. So my theory is, if we play the Celtics, I'm putting the house on game two. That's what I got. So, yeah, that's what I got. That's my prediction so far. Next week, I come in with the full breakdown of the playoffs of what I think is going to happen. Blah, blah, all that shit. But the playoffs will start. We getting basketball. I'm fucking hyped. Let's go. And y'all know me. This is my favorite time to play FanDuel. Is when the Golden State and Lakers play in the same day. That's usually the only time when I play. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but... So how funny would it be they don't make the playoffs? Because now I'm going to start, like I was betting a little bit, not really. But I took a break for the last couple weeks on basketball. I did baseball, like I told y'all last week. I've been waiting for the playoffs to start. So now it's going to be so funny if Golden State and the Lakers are not in the playoffs. And I already don't bet on my team, the Chicago Bulls, so I won't pick the Chicago Bulls to lose, even though they probably will lose. Nah, never. Can't. Because watch me win, and then I'll still not lose. So no matter what, I'm still going to lose. So I'm not. I'm never. Nope. Nah. That's my superstition. But yeah, man, we got basketball, man. We got baseball, man. Red Sox, come on, man. Come on, man. Let's do it up. We don't have the Patriots. Come on, man. Let's just, come on, let's look good. Let's look good, man. Let's come on. The Yankees are looking good. It sucks to talk about the Yankees right now, but we're talking about sports. Yankees are looking good. The White Sox, what the fuck is going on with the White Sox? I don't know the players. Like, I'm not into the players, but I just, like, when I hear a team and I'm like, yo, the White Sox are 2-14. They only won 2 games. I think I'm about to start betting on them to start losing it. But I'm like, I bet you they could turn their season around and shit. Football, we're just waiting. The draft is coming. Wait, no. The WNBA draft happened last night. Caitlin Clark went number one overall. Congratulations. So she went to the, so I was trying to figure out, so I just want to tell you this quick story, then we just move on. So Caitlin Clark got drafted number one overall to the Indiana Fevers, right? So when I was trying to find out what team she got drafted on, I'm scrolling. So I see her in a jersey that said Fever. And I'm like, yo, why is there a Fever? Why is she in a jersey that says Fever? Yes, I know. I could just Google it. My favorite thing, anybody know, I just like to. So I can say I find them myself. I like to. So I'm with my boy. I'm like, yo. So she went to, she got drafted number one. She went to Indiana. What team is that? He said the Fever. I'm like, the Fever? I'm like, oh, I knew that, but I thought that was just a fake jersey. Nigga laughed. Hey, I don't know. I know the Liberties, the Sparks, and the Lynx. The Timberwolves Lynx, right? Come on, bro. In the Chicago Skies. The New Orleans. I don't know if they got a team. I'm just fucking around. Yo, it's the bot between me and you, man. Episode 173. Come on, man. Keep everything between me and you. If we don't know, we know. If we don't know, you know. And if I halfway know, you know. You get. All right, cool. Oh, man. Basketball. We got basketball. The playoffs are fucking here, though, man. Let's get it fucking rocking. Let's get it fucking started, man. We here, man. We over here for over an hour and a half. I fucking love it. Fucking love it, man. It's been shit to talk about. It's been shit to get through. We gotta let it off our chest. Bulls. Don't let me down. Just make the playoffs, my nigga. Make the fucking playoffs. I don't care if the Lakers are fucking... I don't give a fuck if LeBron, Steph Curry, oh, like they was talking this morning, is the season going to be a failure if LeBron or Steph don't make the playoffs? Hell yeah. Nigga, I'm going to be crying if the Bulls don't. Because the Bulls always lose. Why y'all always losing at the end of the fucking season, bro? We couldn't beat the Knicks? Knicks the number two seed, bro. OKC is the number one seed. You know, I want to ask too, before we get out of here, when's the last time the Knicks and Lakers been to like the finals? How crazy would that be? We get a Knicks team that's like, oh, and we get a Lakers team that's like, oh. Bro, I think that shit would be lit. And then when it comes to the championship, they play when they play in their own arenas, right? It's not like the Super Bowl, right? Oh, man. We got crazy sports weeks coming up. We got the fight. We got the playoffs. Next week, oh my gosh, we're gonna be talking about old shit some here and there. You know, I might do a couple shorts here and there. I don't know. Just follow the page, man. If you're on YouTube, hit the like, hit the subscribe, comment down below. Thumbs up, ring the bell. But this is the bop, though, between me and you, episode 173. Thank you for staying here, listening to me rant, argue, debate with myself and you. I see you listening. I appreciate you. Always. God bless. Peace. Godspeed. Peace. Ain't Godspeed a fucking... It should be Godspeed.
Oh, God. Be recovering.
We're going to get out here, though, man. This is the bot between me and you, episode 173. Man, I appreciate everybody. It's your boy, Young Bully. Bully. Bullshit Bully. Young Bull. DJ, if you know, you know. This is the Bob. I appreciate everybody. Let's just not jump the gun. Oh, jump the gun. Fuck it. Go out on a limb. Fuck it. Do what I did. Gunner's going to have the song in the summer. Two years in a row. Going out on the limb on that. But let's just sit and marinate. Wait. Like I said, it's kind of weird. The same niggas that didn't believe Meg Thee Stallion when she said that Tory shot her, they believe some IG model that said that this dude gave me $10,000. And you know why they believe that? Before we got it? Because as a black man, yeah, you would give up some money for some pussy. But as a black man, you're not going to shoot a black woman. This is the bot between me and you.
I'll catch you later.